Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, why don't you introduce our guest?
Lauren, really excited tonight. We have one of the better guys on Twitter and on the internet at Breaking Down Football, at F-Ball Game Plan, Emery Hunt, CEO, founder and analyst at Football Game Plan. He's the czar of the playbook. He's got a laundry list of titles that he brings to the table, and a trusted eye and a great friend of the show, Emery Hunt.
Well, another guy that was pretty well expected to hear his name called on draft day, but it just didn't quite happen, was Ben Broniker, the tight end out of Harvard. A lot of people had him as a late day three pick. You know, the Chicago Bears tight end position is extremely thin. You think he's the kind of player that could end up having a huge impact as a rookie, as an undrafted free agent?
I wouldn't say have a huge impact. I think when you look at the Bears tight end position, you have Kyrie Lee, you have Rob Housler. I like him a lot. I think Broniker isn't that good of a receiver. I think he's more along the lines of a solid two or three blocker and short area type receiver. He's not that threat that we saw Kyle Juszczyk was when he came out, and now he's transitioned fully to a fullback for the Baltimore Ravens. But he was a much better receiver than Broniker is. I think Broniker is a better blocker, a better position blocker, that's okay and dependable in the passing game, but not a threat vertically. So I think that's why you have a guy like Housler there, and you also have Lee, who was a decent blocker, but a solid receiver as well. So I think he's going to just fit in. I think he's going to make the squad because he has talent, and I do think he'll contribute on special teams early on before slowly starting to work himself into the offense. You'll see him more in short yardage goal line than you would in regular offense.
When you look at this guy on tape, he encompasses everything you want in a blocking, physical, technical sound football player. Miller and Housler can get separation through the seam and stress those safeties. However, when you look at someone like Broniker and the position of need, I think it goes, especially with Dal Loggins, if they're going to keep three or four guys, look at Kari Lee and competing with Broniker here. How do you see those two going head up in training camp?
Well, that's a good question. I think when you look at what he brings to the table, having that ability to block is something that's huge. You know, that's going to keep you on the field, and that's going to give you more opportunities to show that you can do things in a passing game. So I think that's going to give him the upper hand a little bit moving forward.